My wish for you is that 2023 is the year that you finally see the improvement you've worked so hard to create. And Yelp for Restaurants is here to help. This year, we're launching new tools and programs to make this year your best year. In addition to the content you already love, we're launching a marketing series packed with actionable worksheets. We've got monthly webinars focused on the best business strategies out there. And as always, Yelp offers best-in-class software to help you optimize your restaurant and maximize your profits. See everything Yelp for Restaurants has to offer by visiting restaurants.yelp.com today. Welcome to Restaurant Marketing School. I'm Josh Copel, a Michelin-rated restaurateur. Together with industry expert Anthony Hamilton, we're unpacking the tactics, tools, and strategies used by million-dollar marketing agencies to improve your restaurant. Join us daily to get an actionable tip you can use in your restaurant today. Today we're talking about how to keep expectations from ruining relations. So, what relations are we talking about specifically? All of them?
All of them. Yeah, all of them in life, like your spousal relationships, your friend relationships, all that sort of thing, buddy. Expectations are at the root of it, man. If you really boil it down, it's any disagreement we have is because one person expected one thing, another person delivered another thing because they expected that to be okay. And then we have mismatched expectations. And therein lies disagreement. And then disagreement fosters, you know, bad juju all the way around, man.
So how do we foster the right expectations?
I learned a buzzword from a mentor of mine early on in my tenure as a manager. And thank goodness I met this fellow because it helped me tremendously. But he says, Anthony, remember, just because they should know doesn't mean they do. I'll say it again for those in the back, right? Just because they should know doesn't mean they do. And thankfully, that was one of my personal missions or my reminders that I always went back to. Let's give it like a practical example of this, right? So I have a newly minted employee. They've been through this amazing training and this amazing orientation. And I have a mess in the bathroom. Or I have a mess in the store closet. And I tell them, hey, when you get a couple minutes, can you go clean up the store closet? And they say, yeah, sure, no problem. Well, my idea clean is different than their idea clean.
Sure.
I didn't take the time to walk them back to that closet and show them I want the mops hung up on these hooks. I want the deck brushes over here lined up in the sink. I want the floor scrubbed this way. I want you to make sure you get the dust out of the corners. And by the way, take the ceiling tiles down and bleach them and wipe them down as well, right? Is that clear? And that person says, yeah, abundantly clear. You've outlined every expectation. But so often what we do is we say, hey, go clean the storeroom. 5 minutes later, they come back. They say, hey, it's clean. And you know what? By their measure, it is clean. By our measure, it's not clean. We didn't take the time to set the proper expectations. Our expectations are misaligned from the get-go, and we let it run rampant, as opposed to taking the time and level setting. Would it take 3 minutes to go in and talk to that person? And guess what? Now that person knows they did an amazing job because they checked everything off the list. And now I know they did an amazing job because I can see if they checked everything off the list, and we're high-fiving. Right? It's that simple. But the other side of the coin is they clean it. I go back and be like, nah, this isn't clean. You didn't take down these. You didn't do this. You didn't do that. You need to do a better job. Right? And now they're pissed off because I didn't tell them they had to do that. I didn't tell them what my definition of clean was. And it's really that simple, man.
So let's talk about customer expectations, meeting and exceeding customer expectations.
Yeah, this is... this is a funny one, right? We overpromise and underdeliver a lot in this one, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not sure what you're getting at, man, but what comes to mind is that beautiful framework of an Instagram post that we put up with this like award-winning dish that we had edited and the lighting was just right. And then they come into the restaurant and they find in the busy Saturday dish looks nowhere near what they saw. That's just one area. That's just one area we can do it. What do you have in mind?
One of the things that I always think about is... So I overbooked the restaurant constantly.
Sure.
I mean, that's how you make money. So what does that mean?
You built in attrition, right? You knew some people weren't going to show up.
You do. And it's an inventory game. I mean, we could do a whole episode on that. But at the end of the day, I need to get as many butts in the seats during peak demand as possible. And so what that means is, even with a reservation system, people are going to wait. And it works to our advantage to do so. I mean, it spiked our top line by $5,000 to $10,000 per night on the nights when we started implementing this strategy.
But I have to interrupt you there, though, because you expected people to wait, but you also made waiting nice.
I did. I made
you
it.
And that's,
and that's what I was going. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. And that's what I was going to say. When people walked in and we knew that it was going to be a 40-minute wait to get them seated, we set the expectation. We said, hey, good news and bad news. The bad news is you're on a 40-minute wait. The good news is it's going to be the most pleasurable 40 minutes of your life.
Yes.
We've got two glasses of bubbles here for you. You can go sit at the bar. If you're hungry, we'll get you an appetizer at no cost. When the rest of your party gets here, we're going to make sure everyone else is taken care of as well. I want you to know that we don't have a problem. Now let's talk about recoveries when it comes to expectations as well. So something happens that I'm not aware of. We spilled a whole bottle of wine on someone or whatever it is that happened.
I've actually done that before.
I actually had a server spill a whole glass of red wine down the back of a woman's dress before. Yeah. Shit happened.
I lost three glasses, all shattered, two red, one sparkling, in a Fendi bag.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's a $4,000 bag we had to replace.
Look, it happens.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, it's a human enterprise. What I did that worked 100% of the time, and I mean, as you know, like you walk up to people and some people are just friggin' livid. Every person I walked up to, no matter how furious they were, I said, let me start by saying this. No matter what, you're going to leave happy. No matter what. I understand you are livid right now, but it's important to me that you also understand that there's no amount of money that I'm not willing to spend. There's nothing that I'm not willing to do to make sure that you walk out of here happy. And as soon as I did that, all of the tension in the room released, right?
Right.
Because I set an expectation that I knew that I could hit, at least within the four walls of the restaurant. And everything that had happened, and you know this to be the case, everything that had happened that created that level of fury was a result of us failing to meet expectations.
Yeah. Yeah,
so, true story. And clearly stating my intention and setting a new expectation, it helped with everything. Have you had similar experiences?
Well, let's bring it back to even something more simple too. You just brought up a good thought. Like, so that whole waiting game, right? So I see operators now amidst like short staff, right? And they put the most inexperienced employee at the host stand, right? Some young kid that may still be in high school, no industry experience. That's the starting point. You have a mob of customers coming in. You got empty tables. You know, as a manager or an owner, that you can't seat all those tables because your kitchen can't keep up. So then what happens is the host or the hostess has this angry mob in front of them. They don't have the savvy to pacify this mob. So what do? They sit them down. And now the guest is not waiting 40 minutes in your lobby. They're waiting 40 minutes at the table. And the minute people sit down, what do they expect?
Service.
Food and service. And you can't give it to them. So now you've already set yourself up for failure. So in that instance, it's so much better to keep the people waiting, right? Because when they're standing up in the lobby, they don't expect menus, they don't expect drinks, they don't expect anything. So by giving them a glass of champagne, you've by nature exceeded expectations in that regard, right? But I see this all the time, but it's funny how everything just revolves around how one side expects one thing, another side expects another thing. Shit, man, just level set the expectations. Just realize that you have two different sets of expectations. Do what you did in that example. Level set that thing. You're starting on the right foot from the get-go.
And there's only one tool that's required. And I think this is like the biggest point that we can share, and it's communication.
Yeah.
I literally went to a restaurant 2 days ago with my wife and my daughter, and they were busy. They were slammed. When I walked up, and they only take walk-ins. There were no reservations. So we walk up, and the guy saw that we had a young child. And he goes, so here's the deal. I'm sure that you guys just want to get settled in a seat. I can actually seat you inside. They're in the weeds. But I can at least get you seated. We can get her set up with crayons and water and all of that and at least get you settled. And we're like, sounds great. We get to the table. The waitress walks up and goes, hey, I've got to close out that bill. I've got to run that credit card and need to greet those people. And I'm going to be right back to you with waters.
Oh, they were really transparent with you.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Right. She came back. She dropped the water. She goes, can I get you started with drinks or food? Happy to do whatever you need. We had a couple of questions. She was attentive, not rushing. She took the order and she kept coming back, right? Like, hey, I wanted to let you know I checked on your food. The kitchen's a little backed up. Your dishes will be out in 12 minutes. Is there anything I can do for you between now and then? And again, like I think most of us, because we're people pleasers by nature, are afraid to disappoint when all you're really doing is setting expectations.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a great point, because you go back to the host stand situation. We'll have you seated in 10 minutes.
Will
right?
you?
But,
will you?
Right. But then what happens is it's 20 minutes and they're pissed off.
Right.
What if they said, we'll have you seated no later than 30 minutes and you sat them in 20 minutes?
Right.
Now they're excited. It's the same amount of time. We just did a better job of setting expectations. It's kind of like what I used to do with my bosses all the time. Like they would need something. I'd be like, I'll get this to you tomorrow. I should have just asked, when do you need this by?
Right.
And they say, I don't need till next Thursday. So then, you know, in the first instance, like if I don't get it to them tomorrow, I look like an ass. because I set the expectation that I'm going to overachieve. And I did not overachieve, right? Something happened. Something got in the way. I had to go home early. I don't know, but I couldn't get it to them tomorrow. But then what I do is I ask them, hey, when do you need this by? And they say next Thursday. Then I take 4 days to get it done. I shattered expectations. In the first scenario, I'm disappointing them. I said one sentence and now I look like a hero. It's wild, but it's true.
If you want to hear previous episodes or check out our other content, go to restaurants.yelp.com/marketing school. Thank you so much for listening to the show. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcast. While you're there, please leave us a review. I'm Josh Koppel, and you've been listening to Restaurant Marketing School.